Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It's like a Facebook page, but yeah, that's, I don't really get into Facebook. So
that's true. So you're not on Facebook. Hold on. Wait a minute. I will find this for you. I promise. If you go to, la, 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 where are they? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to email them at scfreedomcaucus@gmail.com. That's scfreedomcaucus@gmail.com. You can reach out to them and they will give you all the information you need. They'll tell you all of the members and things like that, because it is a great group of true conservatives here in South Carolina that is fighting an uphill battle against the rhinos in Columbia. So
it sounds almost like what I was involved with when the Tea Party started.
Yeah,
I was living in Maryland, and we actually won. We had a good group that year, so
absolutely.
Let's see what we can do here.
Well, absolutely, we will certainly do that. I appreciate your call, Barbara. Thank you very much. I want to find something up because I do have some news here about the Freedom Caucus. Let's see if I can find this real quick. Okay, it looks like the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. This is from Fitz News. South Carolina State Representative R.J. May's membership in the South Carolina Freedom Caucus has been suspended. The group's leader confirmed this. This story was printed out yesterday. May's suspension comes amid an ongoing investigation tied to allegations involving child sexual abuse material. As Fitz News exclusively reported months ago, agents with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and Special Investigations, with support from South Carolina State law enforcement, executed a search warrant on May's West Columbia home on the morning of August the 5th, and it was confirmed that May's home was focused on allegations related to child sex abuse materials. We will see what happens with that. But we do know that the people in the Freedom Caucus, they're putting up the good fight. And they're fighting, like I said, they're fighting people like Merrill Smith. They're fighting people like Chris Slick. They're fighting people in the House of Representatives that do not have your best interests at heart. But it does make me wonder, and I've said this before, why this $10,400 a year job is so important. And we all know the answer to that. It's about the power. They don't care about the money. They get $10,400 a year plus per diem. They also get insurance and all of that stuff. But it's all about the power from these people. Let's go to John in Easley. John, welcome. How are you?
Yes, sir. I need the name of that individual that's coming from Washington State to South Carolina to run our health programs.
Do we know who that is? Did I miss that story?
It was on this morning.
I will have to check that out. You're talking about the healthcare czar.
Yes.
I'm going to have to look at that. I didn't have any information on that. If somebody can send that to me, I appreciate it, John. We will certainly find out exactly what's going on with that. Appointed by Governor McMaster, from what we're hearing. Let's see. What am I doing here? Hold on. There we go. There you go. We'll find out what happens with that. I have to keep saying it. We can blame none of our problems in South Carolina on the Democrats. We can't. There are some Democrats in our state legislature that have higher freedom scores than Republicans. It's not the Democrats' fault. It's not the people like Wendell Gilyard. It's not the people like, Todd Rutherford. It's not Gilda Cobb Hunter. It's not, It's the Republicans that are the problem. And until we start voting these people out, we're going to continue having this problem. But we're not going to be able to do that with a 13.5% voter turnout. Nothing is going to change. So you need to make yourself a New Year's resolution that in 2025, you're going to vote in every single election, every single primary, every single runoff. If there's an election, you need to be there. Otherwise, nothing changes.